So our spiritual master, our guru, Srila Prabhupada, recorded many of these songs, which are written by previous acharyas, or liberated souls, realized souls, and he commented on them. So I will read the transcription of his comments on this song, and we can discuss a little. This is a very nice song sung by Narottam Das Thakur. He advises Nitai Pada Kamala, the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. Kamala means lotus and pada means feet. Are a shelter where one will get the soothing moonlight, not only of one but of millions of moons. We can just imagine the aggregate total value of the soothing shine of millions of moons. In this material world, Jagat, which is progressing toward hell, there is always a blazing fire, and everyone is struggling hard without finding peace. Therefore, if the world wants to have real peace, it should take shelter on the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, which are cooling like the shining of a million moons. Judaya means relief. If one actually wants relief from the struggle of existence, and actually wants to extinguish the blazing fire of material pangs, Narottam Das Thakur advises, please take shelter of Lord Nityananda. What will be the result of accepting the shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda? He says, Heno Nitai Vine Bhai. Unless one takes shelter under the shade of the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, Radha Krishna Paite Nai, it will be very difficult to approach Radha Krishna. The aim of this Krishna consciousness movement is to enable us to approach Radha Krishna and associate with the Supreme Lord in his sublime pleasure dance. Narottam Das Thakur advises that if one actually wants to enter into the dancing party of Radha Krishna, he must accept the shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. Then he says, Say sambandha nahi yar, rita janma gelo tar. Sambandha means connection or contact. Anyone who has not contacted a relationship with Nityananda is understood to have spoiled his human birth. In another song, Narottam Das similarly says, Hari hari bifale janma goino. Anyone who does not approach Radha Krishna through a relationship with Nityananda has uselessly spoiled his life. Vrita means useless, janma means life, tar means his, and sambandha means a relationship. Anyone who does not make a relationship with Nityananda is simply spoiling the boon of his human form of life. Why is he spoiling it? Se pashu baro durachar. Se means that, pashu means animal, and durachar means misbehaved or most misbehaved. Without elevation to Krishna consciousness through the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda, life is simply spoiled for the animal propensities of sense gratification. Narottam Das says that ordinary animals can be tamed, But when a human being is animalistic, having only animal propensities, he is most horrible, for he cannot be tamed. Ordinary cats and dogs or even a tiger can be tamed. But when a human being goes out of his way and neglects to take to the human activity of Krishna consciousness, his higher intelligence will simply be misused for animal propensities, and it is very difficult to tame him. The enactment of state laws cannot make a thief an honest man. Because his heart is polluted, he cannot be tamed. Every man sees that a person who commits criminal offenses is punished by the government. And also in scriptural injunctions, punishment in hell is mentioned. But despite hearing from scripture and seeing the action of the state laws, the demoniac cannot be tamed. What are they doing? Nitai na bolilo muke. Since they do not know who Nityananda is, they never say the names of Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya. Majilo samsara suke. Majilo means becomes absorbed. They become absorbed in so-called material enjoyment. And therefore they go deep down into material existence. Vidya kuli ki koribe tar. If one has no connection with Nityananda, if he does not come to Krishna consciousness, his vidya, or his so-called academic education, and kula, birth in a high family or great nation, will not protect him. Regardless of whether one is born in a very big family or nation, or has a very advanced academic education, at the time of death, nature's law will act. His work will be finished, and he will get another body according to that work. Why are these human animals acting in this way? Ahankare matta hoya. Nitai pada pasariya. They have become maddened by a false concept of bodily life, and thus they have forgotten their eternal relationship with Nityananda. Asatyere satya kori mani. Such forgetful persons accept the illusory energy as factual. Asatyere refers to that which is not a fact, or in other words, maya. Maya means that which has no existence but is a temporary illusion only. Persons who have no contact with Nityananda accept this illusory body as factual. Narottam Das Thakur then says, Nitayar Karuna Habe, Raja Radha Krishna Pabe. If you actually want to approach the association of Radha Krishna, you must achieve the mercy of Lord Nityananda first. When he is merciful toward you, then you will be able to approach Radha Krishna. Daro Nitai Charana Dukhani. Narottam Das advises that one firmly catch the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. Then again he says, Nitayer Charana Satya. One should not misunderstand and think that as he has caught hold of Maya, similarly the lotus feet of Nityananda may also be something like that Maya, or illusion. Therefore, Narottam Das confirms, Nitayer Charana Satya. The lotus feet of Nityananda are not illusion, they are fact. Taraha Sevaka Nitya. And one who engages in the transcendental loving service of Nityananda is also transcendental. If one engages in the transcendental loving service of Nityananda in Krishna consciousness, he immediately achieves his transcendental position on the spiritual platform. which is eternal and blissful. Therefore he advises, Nitai Pada Sadakoro Asha. Always try to catch the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. Narottama Bodo Dukhi. Narottam Das Thakur, the Acharya, is taking the position that he is very unhappy. Actually, he is representing ourselves. He says, My dear Lord, I am very unhappy. Nitai More Koro Sukhi. Therefore, I am praying to Lord Nityananda to make me happy. Ranga Ranga Charanera Pasho. Please keep me in a corner of your lotus feet. Hare Krishna. So this song covers a wide range of topics, beginning from the fallen condition of ignorant souls devoid of Krishna consciousness or God consciousness, devoid of a relationship with Lord Nityananda, and reaching all the way to the highest spiritual perfection of service to Radha and Krishna. There is a whole transcendental science of God, or yoga, which means the relationship or connection between the individual soul and the Supreme Soul. And as explained in Srimad Bhagavatam, the absolute truth, Vedanti Tattva Vidas, is realized in three phases, Brahmiti, Paramatmiti, Bhagavan Iti Shambhyate. Brahman means the impersonal spiritual light that is actually the effulgence of the Supreme Lord's transcendental form or body. And this Brahma Jyoti is the goal of impersonalists, jnanis and yogis, who want to merge and become one with that impersonal feature of the Absolute and give up their individual existence or identity. This desire practically will never be fulfilled. First of all, the process by which one hopes to attain that position is very difficult. In the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says that it is very difficult to fix one's mind on something impersonal. It is difficult because it is unnatural. Because we are persons and we desire a personal relationship. The reason we are frustrated in the material world is because we apply that desire or express that desire for a loving relationship in relation to embodied, conditioned souls who themselves are bound hand and foot by ropes of illusion, who themselves are in material bondage. And whatever relationship we have that is based on the body is certainly temporary because the body itself is temporary. Not only is the body temporary, even the mind, the condition of the mind is always changing. The mind is always accepting and rejecting. So one moment, the mind will accept something, and the next moment it will reject the same thing. And then 2 minutes later, it will accept the same thing that it just rejected. In San Diego recently, I met a young man who had entered into a relationship with a young lady, and he thought that they were engaged. He approached her, and she seemed to agree that they were engaged. But then she said, "Well, actually, I don't think I'm ready for that. You know, let's just be friends." He said, "Well, we don't really have friends like that unless we feel it could lead to something serious. We just don't have frivolous relationships like that." So then she said, "Well, you know, I just don't know what to do. On the one hand, I feel I should get married. But on the other hand, I think I'd like to join the army. Since I was very young, I've wanted to join the army. But then again, I think maybe I should just live in the temple for a while and experience what it's like to live in the temple. But then again, maybe I'll want to go back and continue my education." So this is the mind. This is the mind. The mind cannot fix itself on any one topic. And it's always accepting and rejecting. Accepting and rejecting. Accepting and rejecting. So we should not put our faith in our own minds, and we cannot put our faith in the minds of other people. And so if we try to develop a person whose mind is not really controlled, then we're subject to the vagaries of their mental states, which are always fluctuating. And there's no stable platform for relationships. And therefore, there's always so much anxiety in human relationships without God or Krishna. But that desire for a loving relationship is natural because we all have an eternal relationship with God or Krishna. But somehow we've come into the material world and forgotten our eternal relationship with Krishna. But that desire for eternal happiness in a loving relationship exists within the soul. And we keep looking for satisfaction of that desire in different things and relationships with different people. But we are always frustrated and disappointed. I mean, temporarily, we might experience some happiness, certainly. But in the long run, either our loved one will leave us, or I mean, it could be by choice or just because they leave the body. Eventually, everyone will leave the body. So it's not a permanent solution or relationship. So that happy, eternal blissful relationship that we're all seeking is with God or Krishna. Now, it could be a little confusing because it sounds like we could be talking about many different gods. I mean, we're talking about Nityananda and Chaitanya and Radha and Krishna. I mean, and there is that popular misconception that Hindus believe in many gods, which is not the true understanding of Vedic knowledge. So what is happening here? So, all right, the first level of realization of the Absolute is Brahman. Then above Brahman is Paramatma. Paramatma is the localized feature of the Lord within the hearts of all living entities. The Lord is in your heart and his heart, her heart, his heart, my heart. It's one person, one individual, but he is expanded into everyone's heart. Not only into everyone's heart, but into every atom. And even into this space between atoms and within atoms. But he's still a person. The Upanishad explained nitya nitya nam chaitanas chaitana nam. Nitya means eternal. There are so many eternal beings, plural in number, but there's one singular eternal being. Chaitanas, Chaitananam, and there are many plural conscious beings, but there's one singular conscious living being, and that one singular eternal conscious living being is maintaining and providing the needs of and fulfilling the desires of all the plural numbers. In other words, we have the same qualities as God, but in smaller quantity. He is infinite, and we are infinitesimal. And just as we are persons, God is also a person, but he's the supreme person. Our consciousness is spread throughout our body. We are conscious of, you know, from the tip of our head to the tip of our toe, we are conscious. But our consciousness does not extend beyond the body. I don't know the pains and pleasures of your body. I know the pains and pleasures of my body. I don't know the pains and pleasures of your body. But Krishna, or the Paramatma, he knows the pains and pleasures in every body. So he's all-pervading. But he's a person, just as we are persons. Impersonalists say that personality or individuality is a product of Maya or illusion. That we think that we're individuals because we're in illusion, we're in the body. But when we're free from illusion, we realize we're not persons, we're not individuals, and we can merge and become one with the supreme spiritual effulgence. But that is not the case. We are persons. The personality doesn't come from the body. The body is just a machine. And when the soul leaves the body cannot act. I mean, the eyes, nose, ears, mouth, arms, legs, all the parts of the body are there, but it's just a machine without an operator. So you cannot say the body is a person. The body is a machine. The person is the soul. And when the soul leaves the body, it remains a person. So the idea that in conditioned life, we're persons, but when we're liberated, we become imperson, is not logical or practical or supported by Vedic texts. It's just like a criminal, he's put in prison. He's a person, he's an individual. And when he's liberated from the prison, when his term is over, he remains an individual. But in the prison, he's in bondage. And outside of the prison, he's free. But he's still a person. And free means not free to do anything and everything contravening the laws of the state, but free means that he's given the freedom to voluntarily follow the laws of the state. In prison, he follows the laws of the state by force. He has no choice. So being free means he's free to move about freely on the understanding that voluntarily he will follow the laws of the state. And if he violates the laws, he'll be punished again. But in both conditions, in prison or free, he's a person. He's an individual. And then the last word in God realization, or realization of the Absolute, is Bhagavan. Bhagavan means the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who enjoys blissful relationships and loving exchanges with his pure devotees, who are also liberated. As the song says, Nitai Charana Satya, the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda are eternal, they are real, and Tara Sevaka Nitya, and one who serves him also becomes eternal. We are by nature eternal, but our eternal nature is covered by our ignorance of our actual identity, and physically it's covered by this material body. So Nityananda is an expansion of God, of Krishna, who functions as guru. He is the original spiritual master or guru. And therefore, without establishing a relationship with him or his representative, who is the guru or spiritual master, one cannot properly establish a relationship with Krishna. Although we have an eternal relationship with Krishna, but because we've forgotten our relationship with him and become absorbed in material thoughts and activities, we need a process to get back to him. And part of that process is to establish a relationship with a spiritual master, or to establish a relationship with Nityananda Prabhu. And by his grace, by his merciful instructions, and just causeless mercy, one can establish a relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. But in this song, the author, Narottam Das Thakur, does not say just Krishna. He says Radha Krishna. And Radha Krishna is the most elevated or exalted realization of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Not as Krishna alone, but as Krishna with his feminine counterpart, Radha. This topic is also very intricate and subtle and esoteric. But although Radha and Krishna are eternal, It has been explained in a way as if something took place in the course of time. But it's just to help us understand a sort of divine psychological fact. But as it's explained, and it's also in the Vedas and the Upanishads, eko bahusham, that the one becomes many. So the one Krishna expanded himself into a feminine counterpart of him, who's Radha. And the two of them together, Radha and Krishna, are the fullest conception of the absolute truth. And then Radha expands into so many others who are the energy of Krishna. And Krishna also expands himself into so many others who are like Krishna, the energetic. And thus all the varieties of living beings, Vishnu Tattva, direct expansions of the Lord, Shakti Tattva, expansions of the Lord's energy, and Jiva Tattva, the living entities, the individual souls, a type of Shakti, but it's a different category, Tattvastha Shakti, they all expand from Krishna. And the ultimate goal of life, the ultimate goal of Krishna consciousness, the ultimate purpose of our existence is to form part of that divine dance in harmony with Krishna and Radha and all of their energies. And that is actual perfection, and that is actual liberation. Srimad Bhagavatam says mukti. Mukti means liberation. It's a common term, mukti, moksha. Mukti hitva anyata rupam. That when one gives up all sorts of false identification with the body or mind, mukti hitva anyata rupam, swarupena vivastitaha, and is established in one's constitutional position as the eternal servant of Krishna. That is mukti. And the other idea of mukti merging and becoming one with Brahman is also temporary. Srimad Bhagavatam says, patanti adha. With great difficulty, they may manage to elevate themselves to that position in which they think they are liberated by merging into Brahman. But because they neglect the lotus feet of the Lord, they neglect devotional service, patanti adha. They fall down again. So even that is not a permanent solution. It's not a real liberation. So all of our desires for love, for happiness, for liberation from material bondage and illusion can be achieved by reviving our eternal relationship with Krishna, which is accomplished by the mercy of Lord Nityananda, by establishing a relationship with him, the original spiritual master. And therefore this occasion is very special and sacred and beneficial for us to observe. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.